So about my saxophone playing, maybe I learned it by myself. Maybe I'd say that I learned it by having fun with the players who were around me at the time. So I think maybe I would say that I learned it from my friends, even though they were playing guitar. And I did get some lessons from an Indian classical violin player called Olivia Moore and a saxophonist called Ed Kaniak. I did get some lessons, but really I learned it by having fun. But if you ask me about three albums from the past that opened up the field of spiritual jazz for me, I don't know really what jazz is, and I believe that a moment between people can be spiritual more than any one piece of music can be spiritual. But to actually answer your question, I'm going to choose, first of all, Angels and Demons at Play by Sun Ra. That taught me great things about connecting the spirit and the emotions of a people to a shared project in view of this world, the political. Sun Ra was working on the emancipation of the black people at that time when, you know, Nelson Mandela used to be a terrorist in the eyes of our establishment. The power that music has to bring people together around, in this case, the Afrofuturism and the liberation of black people from the ongoing oppression of the racist elements within our establishment, our Western states. And his connection of this to cosmic ideas and the depth of wonder in his music. This opened up spiritual jazz for me, and I will choose, secondly, a 1958 album called by Paul Robeson at Carnegie Hall. Paul Robeson live at Carnegie Hall in 1958. I have heard that so many times that it is, it's in my soul. And his singing of spirituals from around the world with his bass concert voice and the pentatonic. You mentioned the Ethiopian music. There is some of this is in the pentatonic style, but this is an international style in the old folk traditions of this music. I listen to a lot of beautiful English folk music that is in those old pentatonic scales and the Japanese stuff that I'll get onto in a minute. But Paul Robeson was destroyed by McCarthyism, which is this reactionary violent force in the 50s, a paranoia against communists. Paul Robeson was a communist, and his spirituals, however, his singing of these beautiful spirituals lives on and defies the forces of reaction. And thirdly, I'm going to choose, there is a song, the Japanese folk song by Thelonious Monk, that brought me me to an understanding of the way that jazz music is played. And this song is on the album Straight No Chaser, and it is an old Japanese folk song called Kojo no Tsuki, and this means the moon over the ruined castle. And it is made in this old this Japanese scale called Hirajoshi that you might find familiar in the Ethiopian music. They use some of that, I believe, although I don't know much about Ethiopian music, but it seems to me that they love that scale, and I love that scale too. It's a Japanese thing. It's just a minor scale with two notes missing, and the melody is that's a different one, but it's in the same scale. Da 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 da. But this music from Thelonious Monk brought me to a place of feeling a breadth of possibility for creating music that has space for our feelings to embody our moment together. Thank you for asking me these questions, and thank you for delivering what you deliver to your listeners. And to all of you who are listening, thank you for living. I love that you bother to live. Living is hard, and you are doing it. Thank you for being a human being. It is a blessing to be with you on this earth. You're doing very well. It's not always easy.